This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now it's 5:43 and we're moving on to Today on Twitter, where hashtag Klang Valley is trending, and it's all because of the announcement by the Prime Minister that toll fares, in the Klang Valley at least, will not be increased.
I mean, I think cautiously it's news worth being excited about, especially if you use our highways quite frequently in the Klang Valley, right? So the PM announced that the government has agreed not to increase tolls for highways, including the LDP, the Smart, the Sprint, as well as Kasas. So the existing toll rates will remain unchanged for the rest of their concession period. The government has also agreed to a proposal to restructure toll concessions for these highways for a couple of reasons: to save on compensation payments from January this year until the end of the concession period, and as well as the fact that these net savings for toll subsidy payments is estimated to be at least 4.3 billion ringgit.
So just to say that there aren't that many tweets on it, in the sense that there aren't that many responses. There are a lot of people tweeting about it, but they're mostly news outlets. And I think it's because this headline is fairly new. However, broadly speaking, so far, at least the reaction on Twitter seems to be, be encapsulated in this tweet from Sengat Ninas, who says, well, this went from reduction to no more hikes. The spin machine fools no one. So not the most optimistic of reactions. And I can understand that, right? Because it really wasn't that long ago that we were talking about reductions and every time we talk about tolls, at some point someone will bring up abolishing them or abolishing toll payments. So I get it, that saying that we're not going to hike it when there were already hikes previously doesn't feel like a lot. I will say, though, that for people who find themselves taking a lot of tolls in a day just to get from point A to point B in a reasonable amount of time, that something like this can go a long way towards saving money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, there is a lot of cynicism around this, and can they, in theory, do better? Yes, but the fact that at least it means that there's not going to be a hike is, for a lot of people, it helps. And it helps in terms of perhaps knowing, for instance, that your daily commute is just going to be stable, what you spend on driving every day. And it really depends. I mean, I take two tolls on a daily basis to get to work. I know others who take three. So it can add up.
So we'd like to hear from you. Are you happy about the fact that there will not be an increase in toll fares in the Klang Valley? And in general, do you pay a lot for toll on your daily commute? You can let us know. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for your messages. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Balming frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:47. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And appropriately, perhaps, for a drive time show, we're talking today a lot about driving. On Today on Twitter, we were talking about the fact that Klang Valley is trending because there was an announcement that toll fares within the Klang Valley are not going to be increased. And we wanted to know whether you were happy about this and also whether you pay a lot for toll in general on your daily commute. If you'd like to share/vent, you can let us know. That number to call on both of those stories, 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, I wanted to look first at this message from Huey.
Huey says, I spend at least 12 ringgit a day on tolls. Travelling from Semenye to Puchong for work, it's good news though that LDP is not increasing its price. Phew.
See, this is the thing. I mean, 12 ringgit per day is a lot. 12 ringgit per day is a food budget for an entire day. Mm. So, you know, it's quite significant, especially if your company doesn't account for that or you don't necessarily get an allowance for travel. And so, yeah, I mean, look, I agree broadly that this isn't necessarily the most exciting thing in the world, even though it's being announced in a little bit of fanfare. But I am glad that toll prices will not be going up, mostly because if we can't do away with them, then at least they're not going up.
Yes. And I think, you know, when you hear these kinds of numbers, 12 ringgit a day, like you said, is a lot, right? And knowing that you don't have to contend with that rising, because that's been such a reality. I remember even from 2 years ago to now, I spend more on tolls. Knowing that I don't have to keep worrying about that does go quite a bit.
keep those thoughts coming. Are you happy about the fact that we're not going to see an increase in toll rates in the Klang Valley? And in general, do you pay a lot of toll on your daily commute? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I will say, so far, 12 ringgit per day is the number to beat. If you've got a higher number, send it our way. Speaking of tolls, we have messages on that as well. So, Chan says, I don't pay tolls anymore since I moved back from KL to Penang, except if I want to travel outside from the island two or three times per year. Chan, fair enough, but that also means that you're not part of the lack of rate hikes. So there is that.
You know, this is going to sound quite derpy on my behalf, but being a completely Klang Valley person, I didn't realize until I was much older that if you lived in Penang, then you wouldn't have to pay tolls on a daily basis. And that's how sad it is when you live in a highway-driven city.
Really. And I think it's also something that we think about, perhaps because the cost of the tolls from KL to Penang are quite high. So I think we're accustomed to thinking of Penang as part of the toll process, when in fact, it's just not the case at all. Z says, so just as a reminder, earlier, our highest amount was Huey, who says at least 12 ringgit per day. Now we have Z.
Z says, Old Klang Road to KLIA, it used to be 15.60 a day for tolls alone, but I can skip a 4 ringgit 30 cent per way by just using the MEX and going through the Dunkale Bypass, aptly called Simpang Empat Neraka. Now there's a flyover there, so it's much better, just 7 ringgit now. I did not know that's what it's called.
12 ringgit is still the number to beat. This is my takeaway. So I thought we were going up to 15.60, but we're back to 7, or rather we're back to 12, which is still really high when I think about it. The idea of it is oof. Keep those thoughts coming about how much you pay for toll in a day. This is in conjunction with the fact that on today on Twitter, we were talking about the lack of increase in toll fares in the Klang Valley. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.